his friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Nachman Bressi Sheyichu, the schus road to Victoria, Bas Tehila Rovida, Vesachachal Israel, based on Torah, Mori Barabi, Hadmor Miton Lashlita, Parashas Baaloscha. It's always quite close to Shavuos, so we can learn from the Parsha ideas that help us reach our potential and aspiration for growth in Torah that was renewed on Shavuos. Pasuk says, "Bamidbar Cheschof Dalet Zosa Shel Alavim Ben Chamesh Ve'Eslim Shana V'Mala Yavo Letzot Sava B'Vodis Olmo." This is the commandment that applies to Levim. 25 years of age and older, he shall enter the legion to work in the service of the Almoid. Rashi comments based on the Medrash, Bamidbar Rabba, Vav Gimel, Ben Chamesh Ve'esrim Shana, Mokom Acher Omer, Ben Shloishim Shana Ketzad, Ben Chamesh Shana Bal Almoid, Helchos Avoida, Veloy Meit Chum, Veloy Meit Chamesh Shana, Ben Lamed Oyveid, Mikan, Etam Shlaraz, Simen Yaf, Simen Yaf, Mishnas, Chamesh Shana, Shuvain Aroah. It says here from 25 years, elsewhere it says 30 years. So how do you explain the discrepancy? The answer is, from 25 years old, a Levi would come to learn the halachas of Avoda, learn for 5 years, and at 30 he begins to perform the Avoda. From here it's derived that a Talmud who doesn't see bracha in his learning during 5 years of study will never see bracha in his learning. The Ramban adds that Tzvot Tzava, to enter the legion, implies that the trainees would spend their 5 years of study together with Levim, who were performing the Avodah in the Mishkan, that they'd be able to observe their Avodah on a constant basis, day and night. So the number of kashas here. First of all, you have to remember that the work of Levim consisted of two main activities. They were either Mishayrim or Shayrim, singers or gatekeepers. So it would seem that a Levi doesn't need to exert himself in intensive studies to become proficient at these jobs. He has to learn how to sing the Nagunim. There were some with the korbanos, or the rules of when and how to open and close the various doors in the Beis HaMikdash. It's true that during the 40 years that Klal Yisrael traveled through the desert, Levim also had the job of assembling and disassembling the Mishkan. However, there were clear guidelines for where to place the beams and the pillars of the Mishkan, making this also a fairly straightforward job. So we can assume that a Levi was unable to master the relevant halachas for these areas of Avodah. After having studied them for over a period of 5 years, it must have been exceptionally shvach. So on this basis, why did the Chazal use this measure to derive the period of time one must give a Talmud to see if he's cut out for learning? It should be a shorter period of time, and then you'll see really if he's with the program. Why 5 whole years for something seemingly so simple? Also, how could Chazal make such a generalization? 5 years and you're never going to see bracha in your learning? Or we pray to learn for 400 times? Eventually he got it. It's really impossible somebody didn't succeed after 5 years to have bracha in his learning. Also, the source of Rashi's comment is a Chazal quoted in the Gemara Chulin 24a and in the Medrash Rabbah and in Yalkut Shimoni. There's a difference in the way the statement is quoted in the Gemara and the Yalkut and the way it's quoted in the Medrash Rabbah. The Gemara says, "Mikan l'tamut shloga simin yafid mishnaso heishanim shuvein oroan." From here, it's derived that a Talmud who doesn't see blessing in his learning for 5 years will not see blessing in his learning. The version quoted in the Medrash says, "Kol shein aroa bracha b'mishnasa b'seich chamesh shanim shuvein aroa." Talmud who doesn't see bracha in his learning within 5 years won't see bracha in his learning. So it's practically identical. Rashi says b'chamesh shanim. Also, within 5 years. So what's the significance of this difference? The Gemara says 5 years, and the Medrash says within 5 years, and Rashi says within 5 years. And why did Rashi choose the Medrash? There are certain aspects of learning Torah that are unique to Torah study, and some that are true for the study of other academic topics. Learning, viewing, testing is a guaranteed way to succeed in Torah, as well as Lahavdil and other subjects. What's unique to Torah is the ideal level of involvement that one should have in his studies. A person who's studying for a profession must involve himself in his studies only to the extent that it's necessary for him to master the material. Once he's devoted sufficient time and effort in his studies for him to be able to remember the material and succeed on the tests, no more involvement is required. On the contrary, it's generally expected that a student in a high-level program requires some time for rest and relaxation. And during his downtime, he won't want to hear anything about the subject he's learning. So it's true that there are individuals who immerse themselves totally in fields of mundane studies, spend all their free time pursuing their passion, but that's not intrinsically necessary to the knowledge of those fields. They're just mishugam lo yisadav, they're crazy about it, so they involve themselves in it all the time. But that's not necessary. The Torah learning is different. Ki chayek, yu chayecha varech yamecha. Torah is your life, the length of your days. So every Jew has to strive for total and utter immersion in the Torah. Similarly, the Rambam, when describing the bond of true lomdei Torah to the Torah, writes, "V'chai balei chachma v'akshe b'loi talmud k'misa chashuvim." Hilchos Ratzach for Shmiras Nefesh 7:1. The lives of those who possess Torah wisdom and those who desire it, if they don't have it, if they don't have their learning and they love learning, they're considered dead. We also see this from the Gemara, Pesachim 49b, which cites the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that it's considered dangerous to travel with an Am Haaretz. Rashi explains that an Am Haaretz who doesn't have mercy on his own life as he doesn't learn Torah will definitely not have mercy on the life of his companion and may well murder him along the journey. We see here that Chazal equated someone who deprives himself of Torah learning to a person who kills himself, and just as he kills himself, he may kill someone else. While this comparison may seem extreme, the reason why Chazal expressed himself in such drastic terms was that they understood that Torah learning must be an all-encompassing mission that fills a person's entire life. The extent where it's the essence of life itself and a person who neglects it is neglecting its survival. The Archaim HaKadosh writes, "Shimayu b'nei adam magishim esikas v'arevas tuvat Torah v'yemishtagim eslatim acharea." Because he got it from the song. If people would feel the sweetness and the pleasantness of the goodness of Torah, they would go wild and run after the Torah. The Archaim concludes and says, "Ki haTorah kolel es kol haTovus sheba'olam." Torah encompasses all the good that there is in the world. If we endeavor to learn Torah with the intention to connect ourselves to the Torah as much as we are able to, then we'll merit to taste its sweetness. This has often, throughout history, been the attitude of Jews towards the Torah. And the Gedolei HaDoros implemented in their daily lives, they felt the sweetness of Torah and threw themselves into their learning so completely, they became totally engrossed. And even when they were involved with mundane matters, everything they saw would remind them of the dinim and sugis they learned. The daughter of the painter in Dvinsk recalls the scene that unfolded when her father was hired by the town council to paint the house of the Rogachava. When they arrived at the house and set up the ladder in their paints, the Rogachava came over to them and asked what was in the cans under the ladder. So the painter said that there's brown paint in the can. And the Rogachava quoted every place in Tanakh, Shas, and the Midrashim where brown is mentioned. What's the color? They're red. Oh, it goes through all the reds. White. So, after this, the painter realized he's not getting anywhere. So he left. The Rogachava was so enraptured with the love of Torah, he couldn't separate himself from learning even for a moment. Everything he saw, he associated with Torah. Ba'avasa tishge tamid, Mishlei 5:19. Rashi says that a person should be so engrossed and distracted with the love of Torah that he'll neglect his worldly activities if he's mad with the love of Torah. This level of connection to Torah is not exclusively reserved for tzaddikim gedolei hadoros. It's in the grasp of every Jew. In one of the letters of the Amramis of Gul, Mechtavei Torah 119, he writes that in Mamad Har Sinai, every Jew's neshama received its own portion of the Torah, and that every year on Shavuos, every person's personal portion of the Torah is awakened, thereby influencing his learning for the rest of the year. With this, he explains the Gemara, which says that if a person promises to arise early and learn a certain parak or mesechta, he has made a nedil godol le'eloke Yisrael, a great oath to the God of Israel. The reason why a person goes to sleep with an urge to arise early and learn a particular parak or mesechta is because this belongs to his personal portion in Torah. can understand the drasha that Chazal made from our pasuk now. Every person has a portion in Torah, and he has to endeavor to find that part of Torah that belongs to him. And he'll know that he found his portion in Torah when he feels he's able to connect himself to a certain sugya and be completely immersed in it. First, the person has to ask Hashem, give us our portion in your Torah, and then immerse himself into the Torah subject and try his utmost to totally immerse himself in the area of Torah study. Chazal understood that not everyone will connect to the same parts of Torah, and that a person may have to try several different fields within the scope of Torah learning till he finds his calling. That being said, Chazal also understood that just because a person doesn't see immediate success doesn't mean that his personal chelik of Torah is to be found elsewhere. And assuming the fact that Torah gave Liam 5 years to study, that it could take up to 5 years of study until one can know if he's found his chelik or needs to move on to a different limud. Chazal said that a Talmud who doesn't see blessing after 5 years of intensive study will not see a bracha later, they didn't mean that he'll never see any bracha in learning. Rather, they're only referring to that specific chelik of Torah that he was working on. And his lack of success indicates that his chelik of Torah is elsewhere. The success in Torah that Chazal were looking for was not only mastery of the halachas and sugyas that a particular topic is comprised of, but rather the state of being totally involved and engrossed in learning that makes Torah study unique from all other forms of wisdom. Chazal understood from the fact that Torah was given to Levim 5 years. The Torah gave Levim 5 years to prepare for their duties, but even though the subject matters they needed to learn were relatively simple and could have been mastered in a shorter amount of time, the Torah wanted Levim to forge a deep and all-encompassing connection to the Torah. And through learning the halachas relevant to their avoda. It was for this reason that, as the Ramban explained, their studies took place in the Beis HaMikdash hands-on day and night, so they could observe the avodas who was performed, thus totally engrossing themselves in the Torah they're learning. And this we can understand why Rashi wrote his comment based on the Chazal, as quoted in the Medrash, that requires a person to see a bracha b'secha meishanim within 5 years, as opposed to heish talmud shlora simin yap mishlaso heishanim 4 or 5 years. The version quoted in the Gemara, which refers to a talmud who doesn't see 4 or 5 years, could have been interpreted to be referring to the mastery of a subject matter that he is to learn in 5 years. Or the version quoted in the Medrash discusses a Talmud that didn't see blessing at any point during the 5 years, implying that if he was to have seen Baracha at some point during those 5 years, that's an adequate indication that he would see more in the future. This is because success the Torah is looking for is dveikus batoira, connection. It's necessary for a person to be on such a high... It's not necessary that a person has to be on such a high level for the entire 5 years to be considered successful. Nor is it realistic. Or during the course of 5 years, he's going to have momentary flashes of dveikus batoira, and then he knows that this is his chelik. No. May we be zeicher to find our chelik in Torah and taste the divine sweetness of the Torah. Amen. Kein yirat.